We're going to be touching on both local as well as systemic therapies in terms of early breast cancer. And obviously, endocrine therapy is going to be a major issue. Again, I'm curious, getting input from outside of medical oncology, David, what your take is on the AIs as opposed to tamoxifen, both in terms of how patients seem to tolerate it, as well as sort of the risk-benefit in terms of complications.
Well, it's interesting. After the initial AI trials, on paper, certainly the AIs appeared to have a better toxicity profile. I think most people have found the practical matter in day-to-day practice is that there's a much higher complaint rate relating to musculoskeletal complaints than perhaps was reported in the trials for a variety of reasons. I think these are still both well-tolerated therapies. The reasons patients tend to choose one or the other if they're postmenopausal, I find, usually is a cost issue if they don't have an insurance drug plan, because the AIs are much more expensive, and the issue of the musculoskeletal toxicity is the biggest concern, notwithstanding issues like Chuck's patient.
I want to ask Chuck if he can sort of give us a 30-second brief on the mammo print. You know, there's a press release that came out that this gene assay was now available in the United States, and a lot of us hadn't even heard about it. What exactly is it, and is it sort of ready for clinical use, Chuck?
Well, the mammo print is another gene expression assay that looks at 70 genes that was developed in the Netherlands, and it actually has been looked at and compared to the recurrence score. And interestingly, even though they only have one gene in common, they really track together very, very well. And it attempts to put women into poor risk, high risk groups to make a decision on do they need therapy, yes or no. I don't see that it really provides anything that the Oncotype doesn't provide. The Oncotype has a huge advantage in that it can be done on paraffin, and you can selectively do it when you think it will help you. The other, since it's frozen tissue, you've got to change your way. You collect breast specimens, freeze it. So I don't see its clinical utility relative to the Oncotype personally.